doing this week the topic of the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom and some related takanas. The Achronim call them chazakas. So Rabbeinu Gershom has dozens of these takanas. Two or three of them are really famous for Ashkenazim, the ones against polygamy, against unilateral divorce. There's one we discussed earlier about breaking off a shidduch. So one of them, the one relevant to our siman, the Rama brings that Yesh Misha Kasav, and the Achronim have a lot to say about why is this a Yesh Misha Kasav. It seems to be a pretty authoritative statement in all the standard list of the Chayrams. We do have this one, but Yesh Misha Kasav, that there is a Chayram of Rabbeinu Gershom, Shlo Lahasig Vul B'schiris Batim Min Hagoyim. You shouldn't compete. You shouldn't steal away a house that someone else is already renting from a guy. Similarly, you shouldn't steal away a business opportunity, a banking permit, a banking right, banking monopoly that the first Jew has from the guy. Now, the first cherem, the cherem against hasagas gvul and houses, that actually is listed in the standard lists of cherems of Rabbeinu Gershom. We don't actually have Rabbeinu Gershom's own writing. The lists we have are from several centuries later, beginning time of the Maram, in the 13th century, the 14th century, later. But that's a pretty uncontested cherem. Everyone pretty much has that cherem listed, not to be masig vul regarding apartments, houses. The second part of the Ramah, the cherem against the halva, the banking rights, that was not for residences, that was for business. That cherem is somewhat more controversial. Some Achronim actually suggest that's why the Ramah wrote Yesh Misha Kasav, because that extension is not so clear. That extension, as the note in the Shulchan Aruch says, comes from the Maram Padua, from Mayor Katzenellenbogen of Padua, the Italian city. He said he has a vehement tshuva insisting that the cherem applies to these business opportunities also, that if one Jew has one of these permits, rents this right from the government, nobody else should come and try to outbid him. This was a special cherem. This is in addition to all the other Ani Mahapech and Marufia and Asagas Gvul and all the things we're learning. There was a separate cherem promulgated by Rabbeinu Gershom, and this was the Maram Padua's extension. And the Ramah paskins both these things. The Ramah paskins is a cherem against stealing away an apartment that the first Jew already has been living in previously, and the extension of the Maram Padua, this applies to the banking rights also. Now, the Marshal is the big dissenting view here. Marshal was skeptical about these cherems. First of all, he says it's not clear that these cherems apply, were accepted, that they apply in our communities. And also he says it's not clear that the cherem ever went beyond residences themselves. Batim, he doesn't like this extension to the halva. He doesn't bring the Maram Padua, but he says that it doesn't apply to other kinds of businesses. Achronim point out that the Ramah felt it did, obviously. The Ramah brings the Maram Padua, that it applies even to halva, and he understood that it did. But many Achronim nevertheless bring the Marshal as saying it's not so pashut that the cherem really applies to business opportunities outside Batim, residences themselves. One of the sources I assigned this week is the Ksav Sofer, Chacham Sofer's son, who has a lengthy discussion about this. And he explains that the issue is, the way he understands it anyway, is that the initial cherem was on Batim, and some language of the cherem contained the word Batim Shadar Bo Yisrael, houses that were actually residences of Jews. And he explains that we can understand Rabbeinu Gershom basically two ways. We can understand that it was a general cherem against interfering with another Jew's deal, like Ani Mahapech, like Yared Lomnus. Anytime the first Jew is renting something from a non-Jew, don't start a destructive, expensive price war. Just let him go and find someplace else, a kind of extension to Ani Mahapech. Another way to learn, though, is that it was specific to residencies, that since the Jews were in Galus, it was hard to find places to live. Housing is a paramount concern. So Rabbeinu Gershom had a special interest in protecting houses, and that's why he says the Rishonim will bring the Cherem, use the Lashon Bayis Shadar Bo Yisrael, where a Jew lives. It's specific to where a Jew lives. If a Jew rents a house for commercial purposes, either as a real estate speculation or as premises for a shop or a factory, then there's no such Cherem. It's possible to understand, he says, that Rabbeinu Gershom's Cherem was limited to residences just to preserve housing stock, to keep stability, to prevent Jews from constantly being bid and priced out of their homes. He says, now we see the Maram Padua did extend it to banking. He clearly understood this was not something specific to residences. Maram Padua clearly understood that the Cherem extends to any kind of business or commercial opportunity. But it's not so Pashut, he says. The Cherem itself doesn't indicate that. And the Ksav Sefer says that even though Halacha L'maisa, we have to be machmer like the Ramah, we have to extend it to all kinds of businesses. But it's a Safek, it's a Tziruf, when we have other Tzadikula, as he has in his Tshuva, then we can add an additional leniency based on the fact that it's far from clear that the initial Cherem really should be extended past actual residences that the Jew lives in. It should not be extended, not necessarily be extended to other types of commercial situations. Now, there were also, the literature and the poskim here makes a lot of mention of various other takanas, which were yet additional extensions to the halacha that were common in Ashkenazic countries, had some beginning from the time of the Bach in the mid-16th or early 17th century. Sephardic countries had some, the takanas Constantinople. These takanas are recorded in various types of minhag svarim. We're not going to get into these takanas. They were specialized, they were narrow, they may not have general applicability, but nevertheless, the literature on these topics does devote a considerable space, a considerable amount of time and focus to these takanas also. But our discussion and the material we're going to do this week is limited to these actual cherems of Rabbeinu Geshem. Some of the poskim complain that other poskim confuse the two, that they shift back and forth irresponsibly from cherem to takana, but we'll try at least to focus on the cherem and not get sidetracked by the takanas. So there are two or three important questions that have to be answered about this cherem. One question is, does the cherem apply to Metziah v'Hefker? As we know, this is the Siman of Anim Hapi Pecharara, the Talmudic rule against stealing someone else's deal. There is a major machlokes rishonim, whether Anim Hapi Pecharara applies to cases where the object is unique, it's free, it's priced very cheaply, other types of uniqueness, like a shidduch we discussed, or a unique tutor. He has the unique ability to reach your kid. And we saw that the ikur in the poskim is, halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, that Anim Hapech Becharar does not apply to unique situations. Some poskim say, l'chatchila, a ben Torah, or Yerush Shemayim should be machmer for Rashi, but meikra din, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, Anim Hapech Becharar does not apply to unique situations, Metziah v'Hefker. What about the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom? Does that apply if you're getting the residence, you're getting the asset at a steal? So this is discussed by not so many poskim, but I found discussions of this in the Marash Engel as well as the Maral Diskin. Both of them say that it does apply. It's more chumer than Anim Hapech Becharar, and the Cherem, wherever it applies even to a case of Metziah v'Hefker. Maral Diskin says that it's pashut that it does. Marash Engel is not so sure, but he says we find in various ways that the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom is more chumer in certain ways than the Gemara's Anim Hapech Becharar, even though it's later, it's only a Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom, 500 years after the Gemara. But still, we find that they were more machmer about it. So just because Rabbeinu Tam says that Anim Hapech Becharar, the Gemara's rule, has leniencies for Metziah v'Hefker, that doesn't mean this Cherem will. I have not seen a dissenting view, so we have at least these two poskim, a machmer that the Cherem applies even to Metziah v'Hefker. One of the much debated questions, perhaps the most heavily debated question about the Cherem, is whether it applies b'di'evet. If the interloper came in and grabbed the house that had originally been rented by the first guy, as we discussed earlier, Anim Hapech Becharar, we paskin, most poskim paskin, does not apply b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. L'chatchila, Beis Din will even stop you from doing it. But b'di'evet, Beis Din will not force you to return it. They might call you a rush until you return it, but Beis Din will not actually force you to return it. So the question arises in many poskim, b'di'evet, if someone violates the Cherem of Rabbeinu Geshem, will we force him to give it back? So here the poskim are split. And there are two or three different issues that they raise. One issue, first raised by the Chasam Sofer, later discussed by other Achronim, is the issue of Yav